Good afternoon. This is Dime with customer service. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I'm calling about a charge that was on my card.
Mm-hmm. How much were you charged?
$56.95.
Yes, ma'am. When were you charged? Today?
December the 16th.
Okay.
What is this company?
We're the third-party company customer service center. We assist with over 100 different vendors online, assisting gadgets like iPhones, iPads, TVs, tablets, the supplements, products we assist in, meal enhancements, keto, blood sugar pills, glucose pills, testosterone pills, and skincare such as facial cream and under eye serums.
Okay. And you can't tell me, because I don't remember any charge for anything. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yes, ma'am. One second. May I have your zip code so I can further assist you?
48228.
48228?
Yes.
Okay. Please bear with me.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm trying to find your account. I'm sorry about that. Yes, ma'am. May you please spell your last name out for me?
I'm sorry.
May you please spell your last name out for me?
Motley.
Okay. And what was your first name again, ma'am?
Sandra. S-A-N-D-R-A.
That's my mom's name. May you please verify your address for me?
12094 Vaughn Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48228.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. I'm still trying to get into my system. The more I murk, the further it goes, the quicker it goes slow. Yes, ma'am. How much was that charge again?
$56.95.
Give me one second. Yes, ma'am. Do you remember paying the $7.95 for the shipping and handling for a KitchenAid mixer?
Oh, no. I'm not for no KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember the paying for the kitchen mixer? That's what that $56.95 charges for. It's from the membership price for that KitchenAid mixer.
No, I have a KitchenAid mixer. I never would have bought one online. I have my mother's. That's 10 years old. I never would have bought anything online.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. So you didn't make the $7.95 charge?
No. I never would have been in no membership anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Is your email address motley877@hotmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Is your phone number 313-355-6355?
No.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get you sent over to fraud. Please bear with me.
Okay.
They're going to go into further investigations with you on that on those charges. Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. I'm going to get all this information sent over.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just making sure I notate the accounts and to get these counted out for you before I get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Man, you're so stupid, girl. I can't, Casey. Yes, ma'am, is your correct phone number 313-318-7611?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I got the accounts. I also got the accounts out for you. And you will no longer be charged for anything, any future purchases. And the fraud investigation, the fraud people will go into investigation with you so they can further assist you.
Okay. So how? Who's going to adjust my account for the $56.95?
The fraud.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I'm going to get you transferred over now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.